Shalom, shalom from Eretz Yisrael. This is Rabbi Gershom Turetsky for this week's Sem Torah. In this week's Parsha, Parshat Chayei Sarah, we find the first Shidduch in Jewish history. Of course, I'm referring to the Shidduch between Yitzchak Avinu and Rivka Imenu. Now, when Avram sends Eliezer, his Eved, to find a wife for Yitzchak, he sends him to Aram Naraim. And when Eliezer gets there, he meets Rivka by the well, and then he uses the simanim of Rivka feeding the giving water to the camels. And then Eliezer goes back with Rivka to her house, to the house of Lavan and Besuel. Now, when Eliezer meets up with Lavan and Besuel, he says to them, "Va'avo hayom el ha'ayin." That's in Bereshis, Perek Chavtal, Pasuk Membet. "Va'avo hayom, I came today el ha'ayin, to the spring." Rashi there comments that what Eliezer is saying is that he left Avram's house today and he got to the spring today. Rashi continues to explain that this is an example of Kfitzat HaDerech. Kfitzat HaDerech is a miraculous shortening of the journey, of the travel time. And Eliezer was expressing to Lavan and Besuel that in his journey to find a spouse for Yitzchak, he experienced Kfitzat HaDerech. Two questions. Question number one, why was it necessary for Eliezer to experience this Kfitzat HaDerech? And question number two, why did he have to relay to Lavan and Besuel that this is the experience that he had? So the Baba Terebi in the Kutei Sichot, he explains that Rivka's presence in the house of Lavan was like a Shoshana ben Achochim, like a rose among the thorns. And the Rebbe explains that a rose needs the thorns because the thorns prevent people to come take away the rose without a real purpose. Only if someone truly, really desires the rose will they risk having their hands cut up by the thorns. At the same time, the thorn benefits from its relationship with the rose, because if it wasn't for the rose, no one would pay any attention to the thorns, no one would give any water to the thorns. So the relationship between the thorns and the rose was one that was a symbiotic relationship. Both benefited from the existence that it had, from the relationship it had with the other. Now, once Avram Avinu sensed that Rivka was ready to get married, he didn't want to waste any time. He sent Eliezer. Eliezer experienced Kfitzat HaDerech, and when Eliezer told Lavan and Besuel that he experienced Kfitzat HaDerech, he wanted to let them know, he needed to let them know, that Avram Avinu wanted Rivka to come to Yitzchak immediately, because Avram Avinu was nervous about any extra time that Rivka would spend in Beis Lavan and in Beis Besuel. Eliezer was telling Rivka's family that according to Avram Avinu, every moment was important, every moment counted. So by telling them that he experienced Kfitzat HaDerech, a miraculous travel time, he was letting them know how important it was for Rivka to come to Yitzchak as soon as possible, how every minute is important. This message, I think, is something that we should internalize. It's something that we could take with us for years to come. We have to remember that every moment that we have is important, and every second that we have makes an impact. Over the course of our lives, sometimes we can find ourselves in situations that are necessary but not always wholesome. And we have a responsibility to do the best that we can, to try as best as we can, to remember who we are and what truly defines us, and to make sure that every moment counts by spending as much time as possible in the right places, surrounded by the right people. Just like Avraham Avinu considered every moment to be significant, so too in our lives we have to remember that every moment that we have is significant, is important, and can make an impact. Thank you so much, and Shabbat Shalom.